Christian Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. That's Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N. Since post-Fukushima, that's where we're living, and it's time for us to learn how to live in it. Today is Wednesday, and as you know, we conduct interviews, and I am, again, extremely excited to have as our guest Sean with the SGT Report and the Real Liberty Mill. .com. Did I say those correct, Sean?
Yeah, that's okay. The libertymill.com. And
Sean? I think we lost Sean.
No, I'm here.
Yay, good. Okay, great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. So can you repeat the name of your websites? Oh, my goodness. Not so much on Sean. Sean, are you there? Oh, dear. So I am going to call back. Hello? Let's see. Hold on just one second. I guess that the powers that be certainly don't want us talking to Sean at thelibertymill.com and the SGT report. So let's try it again, folks. Hold on just one second. Let me see if I can get him back on the line. Let me see if I can find him. So I guess that grows to tell us how much the powers that be are really not happy with the rest of us paying attention and talking about it. So I'm going to keep going. This is Lonnie Clark. You're listening to the Age of Fission radio show. And we are attempting to get Sean from the SGT report back on the line. So let me see if we can get him a message at least. Maybe he could call in. I'm going to send him the phone number, and maybe he can connect. He can connect that way. Hold on.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, and now do we think we are connected to the radio show? I think we got dropped off the radio show. Let's try
it. Really? Okay, because I see UCY Radio up on my Skype here.
Okay, great. Let me connect with the producer and see. Boy, I guess the people that are running the show certainly do not want you to get out the information that we're about to talk about.
Well, people always make that leap, but I've had my share of problems with Skype. But who knows? I do have a barn burner prepared for you today, Lonnie.
Okay, so I'm going to assume since you see Skype and I see Skype that we are both on the line, although I have to say the Skype icon at my end is invisible. So, yes.
You see UCY radio on your
yes,
end?
Yes, and the producer has just connected with me and said that we're definitely on the air and live. So let's get back to the introduction. Thank you, Sean, for joining us. That took us about 5 minutes. As you said, you have a barn burner. why don't you just start in, because I know you have prepared for this interview a pretty exciting bit of information to share with our listeners.
Yeah, I want to take everybody on a journey here to prove that the people at the top of the pyramid are not only bad people, they're the most sinister forces on the planet, and to them report the puppets that we are typically given as politicians from whom to choose, right? So I'm going to take you on a journey here, and we're going to start with Hillary Clinton's crimes. But we're not being partisan here, because in the mention of Hillary and her crimes in the Clinton crime family, we must also mention the Bush crime family, the opposite side of the coin, who are also foot soldiers to the puppet masters. Now, one of the things I want to start by saying is that the Rothschilds, everybody's heard the name Rothschild and Rockefeller at this point, they're the owners of the world's central banks, they just held a $100,000 per head fundraiser for Hillary Clinton back in mid-May. Did you hear about that at all, Lonnie?
Not even one time, although I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it was reported on by the Wall Street Journal, but I'm going to read this bit of it for you from hangthebankers.com. And it goes like this, providing even more proof that she is simply a puppet for the ruling oligarchy. On Thursday, this was printed on May 20th, so that would have been probably around May 16th that this was held. On Thursday, Hillary Clinton attended a $100,000 a head fundraiser hosted by none other than Lynn Foster de Rothschild, a prominent New York businesswoman and wife of Sir Evelyn Robert Rothschild, the head of the Rothschild banking dynasty. Now, that warrants mentioning because we're going to bring this thing full circle. So starting there, we know what's going on. Hillary Clinton is the CFR, Rockefeller, and Rothschild pick for president. We know going all the way back to a Bilderberg meeting that happened with she and Obama that she was selected as the 2016 candidate, and they gave him the green light for 2008. That's on the record. You guys can Google that.
When did that happen?
Well, do you remember when Obama was supposed to get on a plane with a bunch of reporters? The plane took off with the reporters, and he got on a different plane, and nobody knew where he was for a full day. The same thing on that same day happened to her. And at that point in time, on that same day, the Bilderberg Group was meeting down in Texas. And the reports are that they both attended Bilderberg, where they were given pretty much the narrative of the way 2008 was going to go, and Obama got the green light. Hillary would end up in the White House, in the administration at a high level. Of course, she ended up becoming Secretary of State, which is why she is in so much trouble now. She's in deep, deep, deep water with her email shenanigans in her private server. She claims under oath to have given over all of those emails, 60,000 plus emails, and of course she's only turned over roughly half of them. The FBI knows this. The FBI has the goods on her, and the FBI is ready to indict by all reports. The indictment of Hillary Clinton should be imminent, except for Loretta Lynch and the DOJ is trying to prevent it at all costs. So that's sort of where we sit right now. And meanwhile, as you know, Hillary has pretty much just stolen the California primary, right, as the AP owned by the Rothschilds. Famously, the Rothschilds once bought Reuters and AP. And the AP announced that Hillary had won the California primary a full day before even a single vote was cast. And Zero Hedge reported on that in detail. And if I can pull up that article for you here real quick, I want to play you a soundbite from a person who broke it wide open. And the question is, can I do it? Your reaction to any of that as I try to find this soundbite?
Well, this is what I would say to that, is that it's not over yet in California, because election fraud will be proved. I know that Greg Palast has been writing really great articles about Greg Palast is an investigative journalist.
Oh, I know Greg. Well, yeah, I know Greg.
Yes,
well.
Yes, and he has been writing articles about how the DNC has basically rigged the nomination. There are votes that are not counting. People in California are hip to it, so I know many people in California today are going to bombard the registrar of voters to make sure their vote gets counted. And I think that the election fraud in California will be exposed. Again, like the Loretta Lynch story, we can expose. It's kind of like we're living in the USSR now. The crimes are exposed, and if you're with the party head, nothing matters. You can do whatever you want, because they don't really, obviously, it's obvious they do not care what we think at all.
Yeah, not only do they not care, they have absolute contempt for the people. And, you know, I should be honest with you guys. I spilled coffee on my my main workhorse laptop's keyboard a week ago, and now, like, 9 of my keys don't work, including the N key and the T key, some seriously important keys. So I'm having a hard time bringing up that Zero Hedge article. I have it. I'm working on two machines here, Lonnie. One machine is working perfectly well, and I have the sound bite there, but you're never going to hear it because I'm not plugged in with that one. So anyway, we know that the AP reported a day early, and the metadata of the press release that the AP posted clearly shows that it was created 2 days before it was even sent out, and it was created over at the Clinton campaign. So very, very interesting stuff. You guys should just Google that. You don't have to hear it from me. You can hear it firsthand, read it firsthand. And the name of the article from Zero Hedges was Hillary caught colluding with AP to announce delegate win before California primary. So very important stuff. So we can move on here and talk about the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Have you heard of Charles Ortel?
I don't know that name, no.
Okay, Charles Ortel is a Harvard MBA, a researcher, and a Wall Street analyst. This is a guy who, he's no dummy. He found financial discrepancies at AIG and General Electric. He's well known in the circles of trying to keep companies and people and charities honest. And he calls the Clinton Foundation, I quote, the largest unprosecuted charity fraud ever attempted, saying that the Clinton Foundation is part of a, quote, international charity fraud network whose entire cumulative scale may exceed $100 billion measured from 1997 forward. And now, if you'd permit me, I want to play a little background about that from Charles himself. Are you ready? Let me play the soundbite.
Can okay.
You might need to adjust the volume on your end, but this is the background on the epic Clinton Foundation fraud. Now, remember, the Clinton Foundation was started in 1997 as a library. Okay? It was the Clinton Library. It has since morphed into something far, far, far bigger with tentacles reaching all around the globe, and they are not reporting their numbers. Listen to this.
Well, all public charities, and that's what the Clinton Foundation started out as being, started out being simply a library and archive based in Little Rock, and that was its sole tax-exempt purpose. All public charities whose revenues exceed a certain number, depends state by state, have to provide each year an independent certified set of financial statements that is called a professional audit. The Clinton Foundation, since inception on October 23, 1997, has tendered into the public domain documents that purport to be audits, but they're not audits. They're not compliant with the actual tough regulations that exist in places like your state, California, my state, New York, and around the world. And when you start pulling beneath the surface and looking at the actual financial statements and cross-checking them, these financial statements can readily be cross-checked. There shouldn't be discrepancies. They can be cross-checked for the foundation alone, and they can be cross-checked for their disclosures against the disclosures of charities that say they gave amounts to the Clinton Foundation. For the last 15 months, I've been doing that type of painstaking work, and the discrepancies and the numbers that we see run in the many hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, now, this is very important. And guys, remember I started this conversation, Lonnie, I said, this isn't just about the Clintons. This is nonpartisan. What I'm doing here is going to paint the picture that the puppet masters control both the Clinton and Bush families. Of course, the Clinton crime family was created, in my opinion, I've said this many times, by the Bush crime family. Remember, George Sr. was the director of the CIA. His father before him, Prescott Bush, was rubbing elbows with the Wall Street industrialists and the Wall Street industrialists and bankers, and they attempted a fascist coup of the U.S. government with the help of General Smedley Butler in the 30s. Butler then blew the whistle on them and spent the rest of his life talking about the fact that war is a racket run by intelligence agencies and the military-industrial complex. So here's the important part about what you need to know. Charles Ortel's research here is so important because you'll recall that, do you remember after the Haiti earthquake, the devastating earthquake that hurt and killed so many people, Lonnie, we had Bush and Clinton doing PSAs to raise money. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, as a matter of a fact.
Yeah. Well, and again, I want to paint the picture, because for those listening who still are caught in that false right-left paradigm, they might believe the Clintons are great, the Bushes are terrible. The other side believes the Bushes are great, the Clintons are terrible. I'm here to tell you they're both terrible, because here's that PSA from after the Haiti earthquake, when these people were going to raise, and they did, well over a billion dollars for charity relief in Haiti. And according to Charles Ortel, less than 10% of that money has ever been accounted for as having gone to Haiti. Here's that PSA.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
But there's never been anything on a scale of human tragedy in our own hemisphere like what we're now witnessing in Haiti.
Today, President Clinton and I are joining together to appeal to you with real urgency.
Give now, and lives will be saved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I wanted to play that for you because I want people to remember the historical fact of what's going on here. These are two crime families, right, that ultimately report to the Rothschild-Rockefeller banking cabal. That's
well,
a fact.
Let's be clear. Was Bush, it said Clinton's like my brother. He literally said that. So anybody after that statement, that was a pretty clear, that's the thing about W. Bush, you know. He really never truly lied in public. He would always tell exactly what he was going to do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. There has been plenty of research done about most of the presidents that we've ever had have been distant cousins, all related by blood, all of the claim being that all of them are ultimately bloodlines going back to the British royals, the royal monarchy. But I want to just get back to this in a very important quote. I'm going to read it again if I haven't already read it. It's from Charles Ortel, right? Now, you got to remember, the devastation that hit Haiti, and then you have these two trusted public figures, at that time anyway, coming out saying, send us money. You can trust us. We're former presidents or current presidents. We're going to send the money to Haiti. Charles Ortel asks this question. It's a very important question. What possesses powerful, wealthy, and educated persons to prey upon the most desperately poor humans on earth while simultaneously trying to take credit for philanthropy? End quote. Now, if you'd permit me, I want to play one more soundbite from Charles Ortel, and this talks about the principal laws violated by the Clinton Foundation. This is a little bit longer soundbite, but your reaction or comments first?
Well, you know, anybody who's actually been paying attention to any of this over the last 10 or 15 years, none of us are stunned. What's shocking to me is just the brazenness. It actually makes me feel as if it's the impending doom that comes closer, because when an abuser doesn't care if the neighbors know, something's really bad.
Yeah, that's right. And now everything is in the wide open, and we're going to get there, and I'm going to cite some examples of how now they're agenda, their social Darwinist psychopathic agenda at best, and at worst it's something far darker like a satanic agenda, is now in the wide open, and they don't care. Okay, they're unveiling their plans for anyone with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Now let me play this from Charles Ortel, who really rounds out the epic fraud at the Clinton Charity Foundation. Here it is.
The principal law that it violates is charity fraud solicitation law. This is a charity that, while we're on this broadcast, is raising money over the internet. It may be using the phones to do it. It may be using the mails. And it's doing this broadly to the public. So when you engage in that type of behavior, your forms, all your filings have to be true and accurate. There's special laws that apply to charities. Charities may not engage in, quote, any illegal activity. So all these forms have to be accurate. They are not accurate. They are raising money, and worse, they are engaged in disaster relief. After the various disasters, 9/11, Katrina, and the frauds that happen, Americans and others are very generous people. We see a disaster, money flows towards a charity. After disasters were exposed starting in 2001, the federal government tightened the sentencing guidelines, the FBI did, for disaster relief charity fraud. And these people are engaged in disaster relief charity fraud. So the penalties for that, and mind you, it's not like Peter Schweitzer's book. You don't have to prove quid pro quo. All you have to show is they are soliciting, which they admit, and that their forms and filings are materially false and misleading, which I believe they are.
So you consider this to be charity fraud then?
Absolutely, it is an epic charity fraud. And what I would say is, it's much bigger than $2 billion. Bill Clinton and others around Bill Clinton have been associated with related charities, and they should have been disclosing their related charity involvements. They haven't been. One of them is the American India Foundation. That, I believe, is a billion-dollar fraud. There's the operation in Haiti. That's about a $12 to a $13 billion fraud. There's the operation called the Global Fund, which is in the many tens of billions of dollars of fraud involving disgraced convicted felon Rajat Gupta, former head of McKinsey. That's something that started in 2000, I think, two or three. The piece of the Clinton Foundation that Bill takes a lot of credit for, and Hillary and Chelsea, distributing HIV/AIDS medicines around the world, that's a fraud. And there are serious questions about whether the medicines that have been delivered around the world are actually genuine and lawfully produced and effective medicines, or whether they may have been adulterated. I mean, there are very serious questions about this fraud that have been raised by some for years, but only recently, and really in the last 15 months, have I decided to take this kind of effort, because I've done the type of painstaking work. I've approached government authorities last year, several of them, and nothing has happened yet. So I decided, you know, enough is enough. People are being harmed here. The public has a right to know about this, and the public needs to rise up and shut this thing down.
Okay, so I wanted to play that entire soundbite because I hold Charles Hortel now in such high esteem. He's very, very brave. He's very courageous. Now, the goods he has on these people are only partially public. He has a 40-point expose that he plans on unrolling over the next 6 months, and I actually fear for him. He really ought to get that out as soon as possible, because these people are hardcore criminals. The Bushes, the Clintons,
yes.
They're hardcore
criminals.
They're murderers. They're war criminals, and yet still these puppet masters, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and their CIA Mockingbird fully controlled and owned media.
Well, the other thing I don't think is being mentioned
here, people down our throats, Lonnie,
is the eugenicism of it all. Like, they genuinely are true. These are the people who backed Hitler. They are true eugenicists. They really believe in culling, as they call it, culling the population. I mean, it's an astounding fact. I heard somebody yesterday, Sean, say that America is really just we're their social science experiment lab, that they experiment, because America is so isolated. Americans are isolated from other countries and other effects. I'm sorry about the, I don't know if you hear that beep. What happens is, in America, they experiment social scientifically on us. They propagandize us with the television, with the political system. And if their lies work and can be easily perpetrated, then they spread it across the globe. But we're their lab rats. When we say we're their lab rats, that literally is true.
Well, that is true, excuse me, because if you imagine a monopoly board where they own all of the, I mean, maybe humanity collectively is sitting on Baltic Avenue, you know. They own Park Place. They own every decent property on the planet, and they control the money printing machine by which the fiat paper that we all, you know, run around that monopoly board for to get our $200 after you pass go, collect your $200. They control all of the money. So when we talk about the Rockefeller Rothschild cabal, we talk about the Vatican, we talk about the Queen of England, we talk about the other royal bloodlines in Europe, we talk about the EU, we talk about this monstrosity of control that they built. It's all encompassing, Lonnie. And so it's worse than us just being human beings that they prey upon. They actually believe they own us.
Right.
You can get awfully deep into this with the Social Security cards, the Social Security number every baby's given at birth. They actually believe that they own us. And so when Charles Hortel asks that very, very profound question, what possesses powerful, wealthy, and educated persons to prey upon the most desperately poor humans on earth while simultaneously trying to take credit for philanthropy? It's a very, very powerful question given his research, because you watch Clinton, you watch Bush tell you that they're going to help the poor people of Haiti, and they raise between $12 and $13 billion, and less than 10% of that goes to help anybody.
Yeah, well, that's like Clinton having the nerve to give a speech the other day on inequality wearing an $18,000 jacket. I mean, they have no conscience.
Yeah, I think $12,000 or $13,000 jacket costs more than an entry-level Nissan vehicle. No, these people are sociopathic, psychopathic, social Darwinists at best. At best, and at worst, they're far worse. I want to ask you about this. Well, go ahead, and then I'm going to ask you about something else.
I do want to ask you about – I read an article that the oligarchs are actually buying up uranium at a time when uranium is actually causing the planet to really get harmed, seriously, seriously harmed. Uranium mining, uranium, the whole uranium industry ought to be shut down, and yet the oligarchs are – going full steam ahead. I wanted to kind of get your feedback on that, on why you think that is. And, to me, that's just a blatant expression of their intent to perpetrate genocide and ecocide on our planet.
Yeah, I think you might be on the right track there, because you and I both know that what's going on with the, nuclear regulatory, committee, the nuclear in general, is we think, after all the research we've done, Lonnie, I speak on your behalf as well, believe that primarily it's used to create nuclear weapons. I mean, they need the byproducts of the nuclear fission in these nuclear plants to build weapons. And at best, and at worst, it is a form of eugenics. I mean, again, look at what happened after the Japanese tsunami. They shut down all those nuclear power plants, and there were no rolling blackouts in Tokyo. Japan was still able to, make enough power. So what is the real agenda behind nuclear power? It's the same question I would ask about vaccines. What's the real agenda behind vaccines? And now, thanks to SB, 266, I forget, the mandatory vaccine law in California. What is the real agenda? As we've seen autism rates skyrocket from what used to be, when I was a small child, 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 60. What is the agenda, Lonnie?
Yeah, well, especially when it's 1 in 60 in the United States, and it's not 1 in 60 in nations where they're not doing these forced vaccines. That's the stunning statistic. The whole thing really, again, I think Sean gets back to this idea that they view us as their little lab rats, and with disdain. The complete disregard with which, I mean, Obama sat and drank a glass of water in Flint and said, well, you can just pour out bottled water. No problem. As if that's the answer. People in St. Louis are dying. Literally, they're living right next door to a nuclear burning dump site. It is on fire. The EPA is refusing to say, their last estimate, this is what they said, it's the nuclear fuel is less than 300 feet away from the underground, what they call a smoldering event. It's a fire. Mm-hmm. Now, less than 300 feet, in my view, if you read through the lines, means they know it's on fire.
Right.
I mean, and yet, a six-year-old child in St. Louis died last week, was posted on the Facebook page. Well, my daughter died this morning from cancer. Really? I mean, they're dropping off like flies around. They can lie about the nuclear, but people are dropping. I mean, one of Obama's nominees suddenly died of a heart attack last week, she had cancer. She didn't even know she had this rare form of cancer. Really? I mean, we Americans really need to pay attention, because we really are in the nut house, honestly. It's not just we're being abused. We're in the nut house. It's almost like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That big, hideous nurse is sort of running the show. It's unbelievable.
You know me. I like to try to give quantifiables to back up statements. And here's a quantifiable.
Oh, my gosh, Sean, we just lost you. I hope you can repeat your quantifiable.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, I was just going to say, I think, quantifiables are important, and, I like to try to quantify the things I say with fact. And I think as we recall that analogy or that allegory of a monopoly board, right, the world in which we live is a monopoly board, and the owners of all the most valuable properties are the fraction of a fraction of 1%, right, the people at the top of the pyramid. As we imagine that, we have to imagine, and I'm going to quantify this, just give me a second, we have to imagine the owners, the real owners of these corporations, the people at the top of the pyramid that own everything, the trillionaires, the central banking families, you know, the monarchs. These people own all the stuff, and then they meet in private at a place called Bilderberg, right, where they carry out really nefarious plans. And let's quantify that by giving one example. Bayer, which is a company with German roots going all the way back to the Nazis, Bayer knowingly was selling Factor VIII, a blood product for hemophiliacs that they knew had the HIV/AIDS virus in it, and they were selling it all over the world. They're selling it in this country primarily. They got caught by the U.S. government. Government said, stop selling Factor VIII. So they did stop selling it in the United States. And then they sold it openly in Europe, knowing that it was killing people, giving people AIDS. These are terrible companies. What did Bayer just announce a week ago? They're going to buy Monsanto. So Monsanto is one of the top five most evil corporations on planet Earth. Bayer has roots going back to the Nazis. This, you guys, people need to break their conditioning. This isn't like, you know, mom and pop's corner store. These are corporations with roots that go to the very, very, very top. And when one gets in trouble because Monsanto's not doing very well right now, they're just going to change the name and Bayer will buy it. And they will still carry out their eugenics policies with GMOs and, you know, glyphosate's killing the bees. And it's just an endless litany of destruction that they're carrying out on planet Earth, Lonnie. And again, I'll let you jump in here whenever you want, jump in your response to that. But I got to take you down this path to, are they psychopathic social Darwinists? At best, yes. At worst, they're Satanists. And I have some quantifiables that I want to share with you that maybe flush that out a little bit.
Okay.
Your response, though, to any of that? What did you make?
Well, this is my thing. I Bayer is well known. In fact, you know how you say they go over to Europe and sell the products? They do the vice versa here. They are, many of their products are illegal in Europe and they sell them to us. I mean, America is the most medicated country on the planet. This is the shock that Americans have abdicated their responsibility to health and well-being 100%. Yeah. I mean, I read an article that said something like 60% of everybody over 60 takes 12 to 13 pills every day. And I'm 60, so I can verify that just from my peers. I know about five people that are over 60. More than half of them do take at least 5 to 6 pills every day. And I mean, just for things that really most of the time, you know, what we used to not, I mean, like just for anxiety or being able to sleep well or being able to pass your day, you know, without having hot flashes. I mean, that's there's things that we can do to make our bodies healthy and well, filling our body. And for me personally, the way I look at it, when I take anything in, I believe personally that the spiritual energy of the people creating it and formulating it goes into that food and into that product. So that's one of my biggest objections to the pharmaceutical industry, is it's just built on death and destruction. People working in those pharmaceutical companies halfway around the globe, talk about slave labor. They get paid like 10, 12, 13 cents an hour and have no ability to quit their jobs. So you know, it is time for us to, this is why I'm grateful that you're willing to go down past that. Most people, you know, they call us nutters because we're just basically willing to talk and tell the truth. I mean, that is the hard part. Oh Lord, they're going to try to get the Sean got cut off again, folks. So, let me see the, yes.
Can you hear me? Not hear you.
Yes, I am. I hear you are again.
Okay.
Old Skype keeps trying. Every time they cut you off, my Skype recalls you. So thank goodness for the Skype auto dial.
Yeah, good. Well, I just wanted to give credit. I forgot to do that too. And I was playing those Charles Ortel sound bites. That came from One America News Network on YouTube.
Okay.
Everybody check out One America News Network. A very, very good interviewer. I was cutting her out and just playing Charles, but check out that YouTube channel. They do good work. Okay, so where were we? I think I wanted to ask you.
Sean, I'm losing you again. I mean, considering that the Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting this next week or so, I think they start on the 9th. Their meeting is going on the 9th. I think, you know, the fact that we're even having the nerve to talk about them is getting somebody somewhere a little bit annoyed with us, because we keep losing Sean at the SGT Report. Are you there, Sean? Hello? Well, that didn't work. Let me see if I can give him a call back. Let me give Sean a call back at the SGT report. Maybe we can get a stronger line this time. Maybe that will work.
Third time's a charm.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Anyway, did you hear what I was saying about One America's News Network being the source for that Charles Ortel interview?
Yes, and that's okay. Right after that you dropped.
Okay, great. Okay, well, if we could, I just want to move on here and flush this out as I see it full picture. And for anybody who gets wigged out by talking about the Bible or anything like that, just please bear with me because I'm not proselytizing. I swear to you I'm not. It's just that in my research, Lonnie, I found that these people at the highest levels of the pyramid, the Illuminati, the New World Order, the people that are ushering in this system, we can see it all around us. It's not a system that's good for humanity. You know, more police state, more Big Brother, less rights, more poverty, Agenda 21 policies, curbing our access to energy, curbing our access to good, honest, nutritious food. This is not a good system. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Well.
Okay, good. So I'm not proselytizing. What I've discovered, Lonnie, is that at the highest levels, these people are not just psychopathic social Darwinists. The people at the highest levels, the puppet masters, are Luciferians. They're Satanists. They worship Lucifer. I'm sorry, that's just the facts. Okay, we can quantify that in numerous ways. I would take 2 hours to quantify it for you so you'd all believe what I'm saying. But I'm going to give you just one recent example from June 1st. This is very important. On June 1st, there was a big satanic ceremony that was publicly aired in Switzerland. It took place on June 1st at the Goddard Tunnel in Switzerland. This is a tunnel. It's the deepest, longest train tunnel ever built. It went through the Swiss mountains. It's 34.5 miles long and 1.5 miles deep. And 8 men lost their lives while constructing this tunnel over the course of 16 plus years. So it was a big deal when they opened this tunnel. Not only was it a big deal, the puppet masters felt it was such a big deal for whatever reason, Lonnie, that they spent over 8 million euros on the opening ceremony. And during this opening ceremony, they didn't want anyone to miss it. So not only did they televise it, they flew in the world's elite, including Angela Merkel from Germany and others. It was a big deal. Half of the ceremony took place underground. The other half took place above ground. And both were equally satanic and horrifying in their totality. Did you see any of that footage?
I think it's the same footage. Now, isn't this the same footage where they were celebrating the opening of the CERN or something like that? Isn't this related to the CERN?
Well, there was CERN.
That's what I thought it was. I saw the tunnel ceremony, which was, it is honestly, and I'm not one of those people who follow the satanic cultism of all this part of it, but even me, when I watched this opening ceremony, it was very eerie. What I thought was interesting were the people in the background, the audience members. You know, the camera was focusing on the actors and the people doing the show. But what I found was really fascinating. I was really compelled to look at the people who were there. Who are those people watching this?
Yeah, well, they flew in the world's elite, including Angela Merkel. I believe the president of France was there. I mean, a who's who list of world elite were flown in to watch this very, at the very, very best, it was an occult ceremony, which means hidden knowledge. And at the very worst, it was satanic. And I watched it several times, and it was, in my opinion, extremely satanic. You had Baphomet. You had the beast rising. You had people from all walks of life bowing down to the beast. You had sacrificial symbology. You had the tunnel bathed in red light with a lamb. You had people, again, bowing down to the beast. You had humanity morphing and changing from what we now are to some other form of humanity.
Is that what that was? Like, that was the weird thing. Like, I have not talked to anybody else who saw this video who could even discuss this with me. So I'm really fascinated that I'm grateful that you did see it. You know, in that video, there's a thing that comes down with these big white wings, and the person has kind of it looks weird. It's like a baby face on it. It's like the weirdest. It was that was the most disconcerting part for me, was the face of this baby it's like it was like a baby's face, but it wasn't a. It was like an old man and a baby put in together into one big gigantic mask on this human body. The head was probably as large as the torso, so it was a weird mass with these massive 20 feet span wings, and he was being hoisted down in the middle of the room, up and down. It was just. I mean, people ought to really Google it and look yeah. at it on YouTube. It's called Bizarre Opening for the Gothard Base Tunnel in Switzerland. That's the one I saw.
Yeah.
By Dark Horse News.
Yeah, and that's spelled G-O-T-T-H-A-R-D, the Gothard Tunnel or Gothard Tunnel. And guys, yeah, okay, so speaking specifically of that particular part of the ceremony, which took place indoors, I think the maybe even creepier part of the ceremony took place outdoors. But the part that you speak of which, the part of, about which you speak, with the angel and the baby head, again, they're defiling creation. They're laughing at God. You don't have to believe the Bible. They believe it. They don't worship Jesus Christ. They worship the beast, Lucifer. I'm just telling you that's what they believe. Watch the ceremony. You don't have to believe in the Bible. They do. They just believe that Lucifer is the one true God. They want to usher him back in to sit atop their new world order. So what were they doing in that ceremony? The fallen angels, all right, the angels that were cast out of heaven, the fallen angels, Lucifer sitting atop the fallen angels. They want to defile angels. They want to defile God's creation, the beauty. So what you're seeing in that is the symbology of the defiling of God, laughing at God. Angels are not beautiful. Angels are ugly. There's also a moment in that. You saw the train cars going through?
Yeah, that was weird too.
There is a moment where all of these people, now up to this moment in the ceremony, everybody was very robotic, zombie-like, slave-like, dressed in, you know, marching. Mm-hmm. Marching in a police state fashion. At one point in the ceremony, people that look like normal, happy human beings, all walks of life, all colors, all just normal clothes, hats, they come running in. They're celebrating. They're joyous, right? They're celebrating at this moment in the ceremony, the ushering in of Lucifer. That's all taking place in the ceremony. The people don't know any better. They don't know it's Lucifer. They're running in. They're celebrating. And at that moment in the ceremony, there is a big, giant puppet head. And it's separated from a body, and this giant red ribbon comes flowing out representing blood. Blood sacrifice, human sacrifice.
Oh, that's what the, okay.
And it makes one wonder, what do they have intended for these masses of humanity who don't really understand what's going on and who the elite worship?
It was really a very disturbing video, and it really, especially on the heels of, there's so many tentacles that the web, it's almost like it's a spider web, but the web is about to break and something's about to happen. You know, the spider web is being seen. And so, you know, people like you and I who still believe in humanity, who still love God, and, you know, I have to say I'm what I consider a lapsed Christian. You know what I mean? I have Christian ethics, Christian values. I'm not so sure I buy the whole story. It's like I tell my kids, look, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I don't have all the answers, but I do know there is right and wrong. There is good. There is love. And there is a certain element on this planet who have absolutely no regard for life at all. And I don't know what their motivation is, but we're coming up into a time now where all of our elected officials have been colluded. What does that tell us? Not one of them can make it through Congress or the Senate and actually come out and actually be free and clean of being colluded or coerced into participating in a system that essentially is killing our country and our people.
Yeah. Well, again, I think as it pertains to that ceremony, I told you off there right before we began. I mentioned that briefly to you, that I wanted to take this thing forward, but I wanted to start with the Bush Clinton crime families and the fact that they report to puppet masters, the Rothschilds, Rockefeller, Vatican. They just do. That's a fact. The Clinton, Bush families are very powerful people. But again, he's very close to being indicted and thrown in prison. So let's just see if she can get away with these crimes now that they're all public. My point on this Goddard ceremony is that I was shocked, Lonnie, that it was broad.
Oh, shoot, Sean, we're missing you again. We might be dropping you. Goodness gracious, I think we've lost Sean again, you guys. So let me see if I can give him a call. Sean, are you there? Okay, well, gee whiz. Well, you know what they say, persistence pays. So I am going to give him a call again. And we will see what this says. And I don't know if we have dropped the entire call. I hope not. I don't think so. So I am going to add him back into the group call here at the UCY.TV. Thank you, listeners, for hanging in there tight. I hope this information is pretty stimulating and gives you some bit of conversation to think about, because as we're seeing with these elections in America and throughout Europe, we're pretty much being just shoved down the road on where we are going. And so it is really up to us to get the information out and to continue to speak out about what we see, what we can actually see going on. So I'm trying to call Sean again, and his line does not seem to want to be picking up. So let's see. The time is 8:45. You're listening to the Age of Fission radio show, and we appreciate you listening to us here on UCY.TV. And let me bring you back to this idea about the Bilderberg Group, because that is exactly where we're going. Let me see if I can. Sean's call keeps failing. I keep attempting to call Sean, and the call keeps failing. So let's be a little bit more patient and try it again. Let me give him our number. Hold on. Let me type this in. Here he is. Let's add him in.
Sorry.
That's all right, Sean. Thank you for being diligent, and thank you for having the resources to know our phone number.
Yeah, no problem. It kicked me right out of Skype. I had to reboot the whole thing, so I don't know.
My goodness. Well, you know what? We're talking about things, and in a frank way, that really, it's one thing for them to have it out in our faces, but it's another thing for us to be rattling the cage and letting people know that it's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I think that's where I got cut off, and I was just trying to make the point that I'm shocked that at this point they don't care. They, in fact, not only do they not care, they want people to be warned. They want people to know this is their agenda. This is their plan for humanity. And anybody who has not seen the videos about which we were just talking, the Goddard ceremony on June 1st in Switzerland, watch the stuff that happened outside and watch the stuff that happened inside. Both are equally horrifying, and both tell a very specific $8 million euro narrative of what the elite believe and what they want to do to humanity. And it's very, very sad. And it reminds me very much of Charles' quote, "What possesses powerful, wealthy, and educated people to prey on the most desperately poor humans on earth? They're monsters. These people, only Satanists could do what these people are doing." Can you imagine, Lonnie, opening a charity and raising hundreds of billions of dollars and keeping it all for yourself, meanwhile patting yourself on the back, saying that you're a wonderful humanitarian, knowing that you've helped no one?
Well, look, can you imagine demanding that the American people pay billions of dollars a year to maintain nuclear power plants that are literally killing us
right
as we speak? I mean, Columbia Generating Station gets $2 billion a year.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, that's – and it's leaking. And right, it doesn't even – it produces less than 4% of the energy. And what kind of monsters are – I mean, Patty Murray up in Washington is completely psychotic, in my view, in my opinion, because she has – she loves Hanford. She's the one who deemed Hanford to be a national monument. She worked hard to get it. Now, Hanford is now declared a national monument.
Yeah, well, anybody that thinks nuclear power is awesome need only look at what's going on at Fukushima with the literally millions of bags of waste sitting right by the ocean. They have nowhere to put it, and it keeps growing on a daily basis. It's absolutely horrifying. As a child, I could not have imagined anything more horrifying than that. Of course, now we have these satanic ceremonies happening in the wide open, publicized for the whole world to see. It's insane. So, guys, I know probably lost some listeners today because of, you know, Skype giving us problems. Probably lost some more as soon as I mentioned anything having to do with Satanism and the Bible and Jesus, because people love to check out there. Don't be fooled. Please don't be fooled. Spiritual warfare is alive and well on this planet. And regardless of what you believe or don't believe, you have to understand that these people at the highest levels believe in black magic. They believe in satanic blood sacrifice. They believe in...
Uh-oh. Well, I guess they don't want us hearing what they believe in. I think Sean has not made very many friends among those people. And that sort of leads me to believe that we're sort of on the right path with reporting this. So let's see. This is a very interesting thing. I've never really had this happen on the Skype where Skype keeps trying to call him. That's the odd part. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark again. We are certainly having a lot of connectivity problems this morning. We've got 10 minutes to go, and we apologize for all of that. I want to thank all of you who are hanging in there and attempting to listen to this interview this morning with Sean of the SGT Report. You know, we are talking about some very evil people perpetrating and exposing their crimes that they're doing right now. This is not something that is an esoteric thought up idea. This is actually a real thing that's happening in real time. And I would really strongly suggest that everyone go and take a look at those videos that we were discussing, because honestly, they were shocking. They were quite shocking. I'm going to see if we can reach Sean. We've got 10 minutes left, and that call is just simply failing. So it did not work, and I guess that we are not allowed to speak to Sean at the SGT Report, according to the old NSA today. They've had enough of this talk, so let's see if we can get through to him. Perseverance brings success. If nothing else, I am persistent.
I'm just calling you back to say goodbye at this point.
Yeah, it is really. Unfortunately, you know what I think, Sean? I personally believe that this is not an accident. They really do not like the topic of this discussion, and I do know that my radio show does get tagged and followed because of what I discuss, you know, and I allow people the free range of thought and the free range of information. And, you know, fortunately for us, the listeners at UCY.TV actually, they do hang in there when we have these troubles. They don't just run away, you know what I mean? So I want to thank the listeners for hanging in there with us and for giving us some good positive feedback while we've had a bit of these issues. So
good. Well, maybe it makes the conversation more interesting. You know, I have to admit, you know, I do interviews, you know, three times a week, and they're released at sgtreport.com, where primarily we focus on monetary issues, corruption in Wall Street, precious metals, economics. So three interviews a week. I've never had this level of difficulty with Skype in 5 years. So I don't know what's going on today, but I will just leave people with this. The stuff I've gotten into today with Goddard, the Goddard ceremony, which everybody should watch, is very much more esoteric and based in spiritual warfare. That's not stuff we typically cover at sgtreport.com. We cover that stuff over at my other website, thephaser.com. So check out thephaser.com if you want to learn more about any of the stuff that we've just spoken about. Plus, we go even deeper into the Satanism that has clearly taken hold at the Vatican, you know, the web that encompasses this demonic spirit of enmity towards humanity. We cover all of that at thephaser.com.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's part of what Jules covers on First Cup in the Morning. She constantly reports about the nanotech technology, mad science gone mad. And you know, when you think about it, who is sponsoring all of this mad science? That, you know, that what they're, I actually heard her talking about, and I heard this also on Geoengineering, that part of the chemtrails, they're basically chemtrailing us with nanotech technology in the hopes that, you know, they know that basically some of this nanotech technology will get into our biology, gets into our bodies. And, you know, this is the one thing about these oligarchs. They definitely have a long-term plan. They can look long-term. They have no problem looking 100, 200 years in advance. And in fact, that's what they're planning on. 50, 60, 70 years ago, when the nuclear atom was split, they started salivating. They knew exactly the harm it would cause within a few short years. And yet, they took full advantage of it. And now, 70 years later, their plan is in full force. We have a cancer epidemic. We have a diabetes epidemic. We have wars based on nuclear technology. You know, it is, in our view, completely out of control. In their view, the plan is working fine.
Yeah, the plan is working fine. And you know what? We talk about the breakaway civilization and, you know, what technologies do they really possess they're not sharing with us. You know, you can check out a really interesting interview that we posted at sgtreport.com and thephaser.com between Catherine Austin Fitz and Joseph P. Farrell, in which they talk about the breakaway civilization and the fact that this deep state most likely possesses technology 50 to 100 years ahead of what they're actually sharing with us. And that makes perfect sense. I mean, if you think about all the UFO sightings, how many of those UFOs are terrestrial, of terrestrial origin? I go off on a tangent there, but you mentioned the nanotech, the chemtrails. My friend Sophia Smallstorm, who I've interviewed on numerous occasions.
Oh, my gosh, yes. People have to listen to that interview that you did with her recently. That one riveted me and scared the daylights out of me.
Well, and Sophia does really good work. She's done incredible work into synthetic biology and their plans to take us into this horrific transhumanist future. And again, I got biblical on everybody earlier. Let me get biblical one last time, because if you imagine anything about the Bible being true, whether or not you believe it, they believe it. There's always a quote that troubled me, Lonnie, and it was this. Revelation 9.6, during those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. If we know these people are taking us into this transhumanist future where they literally want to rewrite our DNA, they want us to be chipped, they want us to become one, they want us to merge with machine, if you buy into that beast system and if you go along with their agenda, could it not be true that life could get so horrific on this planet and yet now somehow you are eternal? You cannot die because you've merged with machine? I want no part of that. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, and I don't want any real part of them really destroying our planet, which is why I'm on the radio three times a week, because it is up to us. It's on our watch right now. It's not coming. The world, New World Order is not about to come. It's here. It's acting out on us every single day of our lives, and it is only going to be, there's millions of us. If we were to stand up to protect, every day I look at our trees, the trees cannot move, their branches, their arms, they cannot move, they sway in the wind, and yet we need them. They are the most intrinsic part of our planet, and we are looking at them and watching them die as we watch ourselves die, and pretending as if everything's just going to be fine. It's not fine, folks. The time is urgent. It is urgent for people to get active. That's what I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. And here's the problem with getting active. Everybody's on a different page and nobody knows the full picture. Even I don't know the full picture. And, you know, so we can talk about fighting these people. It's time to get up, stand up, and take our, you know, our world back from these people. But imagine a small group of really smart bank robbers who collude behind the scenes to rob a bank. Meanwhile, there's billions of us that could stop them from robbing the bank. But none of us know what their plan is. We don't know when it is. We don't know how they're going to carry it out. We don't know which bank. That's what they're doing to humanity. And so how do we possibly all get together to stop these people? I don't know. I think first and foremost, we need to send a message to the rest of the world by indicting Hillary Clinton for her crimes against the Constitution and the Republic of the United States and putting her in prison. That's a good place to start.
Wouldn't that? I mean, I personally agree with you on that one, but I really don't. You and I both know that as long as...
Hey, she's got great protection in the Rothschild.
It's just not, you know, it's like asking Bush to be indicted, asking Cheney. These people are completely unaccountable. Not only are they unaccountable, but Americans, I mean, honestly, Americans are really willing to just buy the lies because they don't want to have to be arrested. They're afraid of standing up. They're intimidated by the police state. So people want to just go about their simple little lives. And actually what we need is people to be willing to stand up and face these monsters.
Yeah. Well, again, and I'll just leave people with this. We talk about it a lot. The Illuminati, the New World Order, the people that control the central banks. We mentioned names like Rothschild and Rockefeller. You need look no further than Hillary being a puppet than a $100,000 per head fundraiser held by Lady Rothschild. Okay, these are not families that go back 200 years and are no longer spoken of. These are real powers that control the world and control our politicians. We need to stand up. We need to say, hell no. We need to indict and imprison Hillary Clinton for her crimes. Because if we don't, we know what we're going to get. More of the same. And I'm not a big Trump fan either, guys.
Sean, I'm going to interrupt you. We have about 20 seconds left on the show. So.
Yeah, well, if you guys want to learn more, check out sgtreport.com or thelibertymill.com. And if you want more esoteric information, check out thephaser.com. Lonnie, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Sean, for hanging in there with us. Thank you, listeners, for being with us. Put your courage feet on. Figure out how to take action.